Well, I was queued up at the long lines of the South Indian International Airport 2 days ago, pushing my duffel bag by foot kick 2 miles to the pat-downs and x-rays. A nice TSA lady asked us if we had any pets. Dogs, birds, snakes, peacocks? Yes, she laughed, we've had peacocks. I was seriously glad I'd left my chickens home to roost. No telling what the airlines demand for pet fees if they get $25 for piece of luggage one way. Maybe it's less for chickens or turtles or small reptiles. I wouldn't know. I've ridden with small dogs in carrion cases their owners stuffed under their seats. No charge back then in the friendly skies, but I'm betting now there's a price plus proof of rabies shots. The overhead bins are totally crammed, so good luck stuffing little woofsy up there. A snake, sure, always room for a coiled serpent. They can curl right up and snooze for hours, but they're probably surly when they get disturbed. I'm sure, though, they're defanged. Comfort pets, I guess we call these critters, what used to be service animals. If you were blind, you had a trained dog to safeguard you crossing streets. And I don't know if a parrot is really trainable for that. Just does the talking, maybe, for the mute. Or a boa constrictor. Comfort? Well, that's a tougher call. And I had peacocks way back. No way were they a comfort, not with that scream of theirs, like a kid being hit with a red-hot branding iron. Pretty, though. Be quite a show to spread a 6-foot iridescent fan and shake it in the aisles. But not comforting, sorry, not at 35,000 feet. Who knows where all this ends? Noah's Ark Airlines may be a niche in the industry where, for a small fee, they provide a flying kennel. Leash-free areas, even. Just one huge comfort zone. At least till the terrorists start using cockapoodles to attack the flight crew. Then those pet fees are going to go through the roof.